Welcome to Cheers to This, the podcast where meaningful conversation is mixed with a good drink. I'm your host, Jay Hutchins, and today I'm joined by Bernicia, who understands the ways to nurture vision through adversity and the unexpected. We welcome you to grab a glass and join the conversation with us. Hi, Bernicia. It's good to have you.
Hello, Jay. It's good to be had. I'm super excited about this, so thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I am so happy to have you here. This is a conversation I'm dying to have. But before we have any kind of conversation, there's a super important question I have to ask you. What's in your glass?
Well, unfortunately, I'm behind on protein, so this is a protein shake with some coffee. This is in my glass.
Hey, a protein shake is the way to get going. I love it.
And I need some caffeine. I've been tired. So this is a little bit of coffee, a little bit of a protein shake, but the pumpkin pie type of like vibe from Seven Brew is what I have in my glass.
Ooh, that's nice. Well, you hold it down with your pumpkin pie Seven Brew, and I'll hold it down with a dragon fruit punch over here, okay? And
we'll
do it that way.
I'm jealous. It looks really good.
I love it. Well, do you have anything to cheers to today?
Let's see. I was thinking about this earlier, and I was like, what should I cheers to? I was over here, like, deep thinking. And the word that really came up all the times I was thinking about it was, like, just cheers to becoming. Whatever that looks like to anybody in whatever path of life that you're on, you're becoming someone new, you're evolving. Like, that's what life is supposed to be about. So, cheers to becoming, honey.
Cheers to becoming.
Love that for us.
Absolutely. You know, when I think about you, I think of all of this light and this energy because you just charge forward in life and you get things done. You're a boss. That's what I would say. And I love that. But with this light, I want to go into the dark for a second before we come back to the light. Okay. Let's talk about a time when you were most discouraged. You know, what lie about yourself sounded the most believable?
That's a good question. I would say there has been, honestly, a lot of times, not a lot of times, but moments where, I mean, life isn't always like peaches and rainbows, obviously. So you have like those dark moments. But I think the lie that really kind of scared me that I almost started to believe was when I was getting out of college and I just kept like believing that like I was going to like, I guess, kind of not be successful. And I come from like a family that like they really are by the book education. You know, you go to college, you do this, and you have to get the job. And, like, that is, like, what they deem as success. And so I was really wrapped up in the world of, like, I went to school for fashion merchandising, which that was kind of a shock in itself. And they're just like, okay, you don't want to be a doctor. You want to go into finance. You don't want to do a lawyer. Like, you want to school for fashion. Like, okay, that was already, like, strike one. And so just being scared that all of my parents' fears, my grandparents' fears of me doing this not outside the line career path would be, you're not going to be successful, you're going to struggle, like it's going to be hard for you. And so that put a really hard stress and strain on me. And I believed it for a very long time. And it kind of caused a mental block for me. But then we navigated. We started to realize the importance of like, have a plan B, have a plan C, have a plan, you know, all that other stuff. So I would say that's probably the first one that came to my mind as that's kind of dark.
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting about that is that it's not necessarily the lies that you tell yourself, but it's the lies that are built into the system around you also.
Yeah.
Because it's the lies that you buy into. Because you don't always have to tell yourself the lie, but it's the lies that you believe. And that's what matters. If you believe it, it has the power. So as long as it has the power, it can affect you. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you learned how to take away that power. Did it take a lot of effort to take away the power? Or was it like that slow planning that did it for you? Or was it like
a number of things. My personality is always like, I'm kind of stubborn in the sense too of like, if I want something, like, I'm going to prove you wrong and I'm going to make you regret things that you told me. You know what I mean? I will go out my way to make sure I'm proving you wrong. And when I prove you wrong, I'm sitting back laughing, telling you so. So that's just kind of my personality in a sense. And so even though before I knew that was kind of like a thing about me that I really enjoyed, because I mean, this was probably almost 10 years ago where I fear. And I was still trying to learn myself in my early 20s and all of that. And I just realized, like, okay, we got to sit down. We have to understand that you cannot give people power over you. You can't give words power over yourself. And at the end of the day, you really can control, in a sense, like your outlook on life, your destiny. You have the power to really pivot at any point in life that you want to. And I've been telling like my sisters and my siblings this too, because I'm the oldest of six kids. So like, I'm always trying to like give them advice and things like that. And always tell them like, you can really, like life is all about trial and error. Like you can try this one day. You realize, okay, that's not for me. You can try that one day. And so I really had to sit down and just have that honest conversation of like, are you letting what you've heard scare you? Are you starting to believe that and tell yourself that? Okay, let's nip that in the bud. Let's not give that power. And let's do what we can every day to prove that wrong. And so I feel like once I had that conversation with myself, that's kind of when I worked out of that.
I love that you're talking about like separating, you know, those lies from beliefs, you know, and like building this really strong system of beliefs, you know, and like really buying into things that are true. However, there's got to be a point where that you believe something super strongly, but it stops serving you. Mm-hmm. Was there a point where there was a belief you had to bury, not just outgrow it, but a belief you had to bury in order to keep building and to keep growing?
Honestly, this may even just have to tie into like the weight loss of it all, just how my life has done like a complete 180, and realizing very early on, once I started like coming on TikTok and building the community, and I've struggled with my weight my whole life. I was a bigger kid, bigger teenager. Sure. I weigh less now than I did probably like in fourth grade. So I think for the longest, I believe that this was kind of how I was supposed to be. And like, I was supposed to be like this, even though I had like a feeling like deep down inside that I wasn't supposed to, but I felt like the world was telling me like to just accept yourself and I mean, you can. Yeah. But then it was the constant of, okay, maybe I should love my body for what it is, even though I'm not happy with how I am. And so having that like mental back and forth, and now being in a spot where I am the woman that I've always envisioned myself being, let me know that, okay, years ago you were settling and you were allowing that. I wouldn't know if it's a lie, but I guess, yeah, I guess it is a lie, because even like my family would be like, maybe, you know, we're just big bone. We just got big bone genes. We just meant to be like this. And every woman in the family, just big bone. It's just your bones. And hearing that all the time, and like, maybe I am meant to just be like this. But then it was always something that was like, no, you're not. Like, this isn't you. And so having to bury that, and now proving that feeling that I always had in myself, right, let me know, okay, yeah, like I wasn't always supposed to be in that bigger body, like I was trying to make myself feel comfortable in, you know.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, that belief that you were meant to be one way your entire life, but then you're a completely different person in reality. That's got to shake you to the core just a little bit, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, I am curious, though, about, you know, there's this thing people like to say, right? You got to be ambitious to actually make it. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's true, right? You know, at least to make it to the heights that you've made it and to succeed. But I feel like you learn different lessons from different things. Mm-hmm. What's something that adversity has taught you and revealed that ambition never could?
Ooh, adversity. I actually really like adversity. Adversity can be very scary, but I feel like it's fuel. I feel like adversity is definitely fuel, depending on the type of personality that you have. Also, I love you and I appreciate you for saying, for deeming me as like this successful being. Because I still feel like I'm just trying. Every day I just wake up and I just try. Like, that's all I just try to do every day. And I don't really have these crazy goals, even though now I feel like I need to start like writing stuff down. But every day I literally just wake up and I just try. And that's pretty much it. But I would say adversity has taught me that it's beauty in adversity, because there, without those challenges, if there's always moments where you feel comfortable, if you're always living in a place of comfort, if you're always living in a place of like, you don't have to really like do much, you know what I mean? I feel like you're not really being pushed to your potential. Mm-hmm. And even though adversity can be deemed as something negative, this could just be the positive Patty in me. I always try to flip it and make it like a positive thing. And I feel like one thing I remember when I first started my TikTok, I'm going to tell you a quick story. There were a couple of creators that were like booming. Their pages were blooming. They're a part of the GOP1 community. And I remember one person in the community, they messaged me and they were like, B, love your content. Love that you have, you know, created a safe space. Love that you're educating. But you may want to try to divvy or like try another niche, because it's going to be really hard for women of color to make it in the health and wellness space. I still remember that DM. I still remember that DM to this day. And so I was like, really? But in that moment, to a point, she really wasn't telling much of a lie, because I mean, there aren't that many, I guess, women of color in this space really. I just looked at it and I was like, okay, but I don't even remember what I said. And I wish I would have had it pulled up so I could like tell you another conversation, but I just remembered that DM. And ever since then, I use that as fuel. Cause not only am I, like I said, the personality that I am, I want to prove you wrong, but then I feel like it's important for something that may be deemed as hard to go after that and to create paths for people who may want to also do what you're doing. Knock down walls, let other people know that you can do this. And I'm not just saying like I'm just, you know, the best. I've done all these acclimates and da, da, da. Like I said, I'm still trying. Like I'm just wake up and I try every day. But I think it's really important to embrace those moments where you are having adversity, where things may seem impossible, and do it. Also, because I'm just a person that will like, I would rather try it and fail than not try it at all. Cause at least I can say that I gave it a try, whatever that may be. And for this sense, it's like, me being a Black woman, me being a young Black woman that's showing up on the internet every day, being vulnerable in the health and wellness space and creating content about just losing weight, having surgery, and now life after weight loss. I embraced it. It could be tough, but you really can't listen to like the naysayers. You can't listen to people who are projecting their fears onto you. If you really feel comfortable in the space, you just have to own it and go for it.
I mean, you could listen to them, but it just won't work out in your favor. Let's just put
it won't
put,
work out
put it that really way. Nicely. That's just a nice way to put it. I like that you brought up comfort, by the way.
Yeah,
because I want you to think back hard, because you probably have to think back deep for this one though.
Okay,
so. Was there ever actually a moment where you felt being comfortable was holding you back more than it was serving you? And what did you do next if there was a moment?
Yeah, I think two parts. First part is comfort is okay if you feel like you're in a position where you worked for a spot to be comfortable and you like, okay, I'm going to rest for a little bit. But if you're someone who's actively trying to grow and you're always trying to learn or you're trying to evolve, being in those spaces that are not comfortable, those typically are spaces where you are learning, where you are mm-hmm. trying new things, and you'll always come out of that better than what you went into it in. And so I would say 100% there were moments in the beginning where I felt I really was comfortable and I didn't want to leave out of that because, I mean, like, why? like why? Like, I like it here. Like, let me just try to, you know, just like bask in the comfortability of it all. But then you have to wake up and you have to remember, okay, why am I doing this? Is this serving me? And you have to kind of have, again, like a deep conversation. Is this serving me? Is it no longer serving me? What am I getting out of this? And if all of that proves that you need to start making some shifts and start getting to a little bit of like uncomfortable spaces, then it's time to move. But I always feel like it's a good balance because sometimes, if you're always like stressed and high strung and always trying to do that, sometimes it can get too much. So it's all about a little balance.
Maybe find a little bit of comfort, but
yep.
Don't stay there forever is
don't
what I'm
Don't stay
hearing.
There forever, yes. My mom always told me, you know, when I was younger too, is like, if you find yourself, and this is just coming from like just a growth perspective, whether it's just like career-wise, health-wise, development, whatever. If you look back over your year and you're ending your year the same way you started your year, you did not grow. And so I always try to have a reflective year of like, okay, we're ending 2025. It's almost coming up, you know, and we're about to go into 2026. How did I start 2025? How was I feeling? What were some things that I wanted to work on? Did I accomplish those things? What did I learn from adversity? What did I learn from the hard times? Am I growing? And it could be financially, it could be career-wise, it could be weight-wise, you know, on our health journey that we're on. If there is anything that you have for yourself and you want to change, look back over the year and see if you have accomplished that. And that lets you know like where you are on the growth spectrum of it all.
I like that idea of being reflective. But a lot of people struggle with that kind of reflection. They'll gloss over like the work that they've done or needed to do. They'll say, I did the best that I could. And then they'll just gloss over it versus... Yeah. I probably could have done better here. What do you say to those people that have that ability to gloss over the actual introspective part and the critical work?
I feel like that they need to wake up. They need to like, because I feel like too, like, and I feel like this just comes from, and I was having a conversation with some friends online the other day of like, you get in a space sometimes where you give yourself too much grace, and that too much grace that you start lying to yourself, and you can't grow if you're coddling yourself and you're babying yourself. So if you're having trouble reflecting, or if you're saying you tried the best that you could, did you really? You have to be honest with yourself. You know what I mean? And you have to have those tough conversations with yourself if that's what you want. Some people, they're okay with lying to themselves. They're okay with living in Delulu land. They're okay with that. But majority of us humans, we really have to just have those honest and hard conversations with ourselves. Because if you can't do that with yourself, how do you expect to have to do that with, you know, anybody else around you? You have to hold yourself accountable to those things. So I think accountability definitely plays a really big part. You have to be accountable. And if you can't be accountable to yourself, then you are scary. You a scary person to be around, baby. I don't want to be around you. I can't be around. I cannot be around.
Look, trust levels, all time low. All time low.
All time low.
So I want you to picture the version of yourself, right? That has stayed the course, that's done the work. You know, the one that didn't quit. What is the one thing that they know that the former versions of yourself didn't know?
I think the person who started did not know the importance of showing up for yourself every day is really important. Pouring into your own cup. I'm still learning this. Having to pour into your own cup and celebrate you is super important. Small wins. Because I am someone who's always like, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Okay, we did this. Okay, cool. Let's go to the next goal. We lost 5 pounds. Okay, cool. Let's lose 10 pounds. Okay, we made it to 10K followers. Let's make it to 20K. Like, it's always like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And so taking a moment to really pause, celebrate the small wins, and consistently show up for yourself every day is super important. And it's what's going to fuel you to continue to have the longevity to be in whatever journey that you're on when it comes to accomplishing anything. If you don't take those moments to pause, to pour into your cup, to love yourself, to support yourself, to clap for yourself, you're going to start expecting that from other people, and you're going to be disappointed that no one's clapping for you. And then you're going to find out that you're doing it for other people. And then you're going to lose sight. You're going to lose vision because you're doing it now for other people's approval. And you're going away from your own core, your own values. So I think it's really important to always remain grounded, pour into yourself, clap for yourself. Because if you don't, you'll lose sight quickly, really quickly.
Yeah. Sounds like a Virgo with that inability to clap for yourself.
You gotta clap for yourself. The Virgo gotta clap for yourself.
But I'm sure you can criticize yourself, though. I'm just
That's the other side of it. That's the other side. And that's my other issue. It's like, and my best friend was telling me this. I forgot. Something had happened. I can't even remember the moment. Something had happened. I'm not sure if I like really got like an email that I could work with a brand that I really wanted to work with or something. It was like career TikTok related. And I was like, yeah, you know, this happened, but I really wasn't that excited about it. And she was like, Bernicia, are you serious right now? Like, you're not taking a moment to just be proud of yourself? Like, are you okay? Like, is something's not clicking? And I was just like, I'm already just looking at like, okay, well, I have to do this now, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. And I'm just trying to dissect it all. She was like, I need you to plan a dinner this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going out, and I'm taking the night to celebrate you because you're working so hard. She's like, girl, breathe. It's okay. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I think it's just, I don't know, it could be the Virgo. It could be the oldest child syndrome of just being the oldest, but it's so hard. And that's something that I'm working on still to this day, is like slowing down and just go clap for yourself. It's okay. You can take a breather and be like, you know what? I'm doing a whole lot than what I used to want to dream of. I'm living in an answered prayer. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, own that. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to own that. It definitely is.
So you are a visionary because you have to be to blaze your own path. You have to be. However, everybody's not going to see the vision all the time. What's a choice you've made for a vision that would look kind of irrational to anyone who didn't live your life and they're looking from the outside?
A lot of things. I feel like recently, over the last like 3 years, a lot of my choices have been irrational. Number one being the obvious, like GLP-1 related, not to bring it back into like GLP-1 like this whole time, but like doing it at a time where like nobody really knew what it was. My family was like, what are you doing? Like, now you're on a shot that like you don't eat that much anymore and it's helping with your hormones. Okay. And so having to be like the guinea pig for that, and then them slowly seeing my progress over now what's been 3 years, and now they're on it. It's like, okay, we get it. Also creating content. I'm from a small town, and so not many, like I say, my family is really traditional. And so having someone who is basically like a first generation content creator and enter into this space, and now I've quit my 9-to-5. I don't do corporate anymore. And so now just having this whole like new career path, and my family looking at me like, okay, I don't know what she does. I see her ads on Instagram, but and that they pay you for that and you can live off of videos. And it's just like, yeah, there's a lot of people online and this can be a career for some people. I think just having not being scared to say yes, not being scared to do the outside of the norm, especially when it feels right. I feel like when you are on your calling and you're doing what is aligned for you, it'll all happen so seamlessly. And I'm not saying that like corporate life wasn't for me, but when I landed my job outside of college at that point in time, that lined up very seamlessly. It was a seamless process. I was meant to be at that job. I was meant to be in corporate for however many years I was in it. And once it was no longer serving me and I was doing this career path, this just happened seamlessly as well. And so I just feel like what is meant to be, and you're ready for that next step, you're ready for that next blessing, it'll be. But you have to make sure that you have that, like, I can't explain it, but for me, and I always be saying, like, I have like a little witch tendencies, like sometimes like a little witch, like a little witchy feeling. But like, I could kind of just feel like when, this is it. Like, I'm meant to be doing this. And I've had that feeling right when I was, honestly, it was probably like last year, when I was like literally getting stressed at my job and I was like, okay, it's about time for me to leave. And I just got that feeling and I was like, I'm going to work here for about 6 more months, 7 more months. I'm not going to make a crazy jump. I'm going to make sure I'm saving, you know, I got some stuff in my savings, things like that. But then the last like couple of days before I finally get put in my 2 weeks, that same feeling came back and I said, okay, I'm meant to do this. Like it's meant to be.
You aren't going purely off of instinct. You aren't going purely mm-hmm. off of planning. You're like, yeah. Instinct has to meet planning, has to yes. meet timing, and yes. it has to meet work.
Yes.
And it has to meet a lack of fear. All has to come together, but you still have to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it can't be one or the other. It all has to work together, but ultimately you have to push it.
Yes. And no one's going to do that for you. You have to make that decision. And I feel like I've done that through every stage of my life. It's like, and people always say this is very Virgo of me to have like those step processes. Like even like as simple as like buying my car, like I got my car, I looked at like 20 different dealerships. And when I was making that series on TikTok, everybody was like, just buy a car already. Why are you doing all this? And I'm like, I gotta look at everything. Like I want to look at everything. I want to get the specs. I want to compare prices. Like I want to make sure that this is an investment. Like I need to do my research. And even as far as like finding a surgeon to get my loose skin removed, it's like I looked at so many surgeons and I was just doing like my due diligence and waited till I had that feeling of like, okay, this is who I'm supposed to choose. I feel comfortable. I'm going to do it. And so, yeah, it's like all of those pieces work together. And I just feel like I also fear that I'm making the wrong decision. And so I have to make sure that I really like do what I can to make sure I'm making the right decision. Even though not making wrong decisions are okay, because that's what life is about, like decision making. But I just really try to make sure I'm making the right decision all the time.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with making a right decision. I'm a fan of a good decision.
Right.
So I do have to ask you one last question. Where the heck can people find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Bernicia. You can find me on Instagram at Bernicia, and you can find me on YouTube as well.
Love that. Well, if we may, I would love to have one last cheers. I would like to have a cheers to having a vision and pursuing it without fear, but making sure we follow that witchy feeling.
Yes. Follow the witchy feeling. It would never fail you.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bernicia, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. And this has been Cheers to This.